The bitter strike in Jefferson has dragged on since the end of February. It gained attention from members of the Wisconsin congressional delegation, who circulated a letter last month in Congress in support of the strikers' wage and benefit demands. And last week, the University of Wisconsin divested itself of $200,000 worth of Tyson stocks, hoping to pressure the company back to the bargaining table. Mike Rice is president of Local 538 of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. He says the strike has been hard both on workers and their families and on the company.
Within the prepared foods division, which is what we're in, they have lost money over the last 12 months as well as the last two quarters, and that's from their own financial reporting. We're hopeful that both sides have been heard enough that they will come back to the bargaining table and bargain and compromise to get to an acceptable agreement.
Tyson officials in Arkansas say they have no specific numbers on how the strike has affected the company's earnings, but spokesperson Ed Nicholson says he also hopes the upcoming negotiation will lead to an agreement. The president of the state AFL-CIO, David Newby, says if a settlement is reached, it will be good news for workers in Tyson's other plants across the country.
They have attempted to make essentially to send a message to their other plants by significantly reducing the wages and benefits of the Tyson workers in Jefferson, and to essentially intimidate their other workers from trying to increase their own wages.
Tyson denies it has treated the Jefferson workers differently. Ed Nicholson points to successful contract negotiations at similar plants with unions in both Iowa and Texas. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.